to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, and I'm excited about opportunity just to be able to share with you. If you don't know, on Saturdays we have a video called Wisdom from the Word. It comes out on our Facebook or YouTube. It's in the app. And when we began that, Pastor Jordan and Josie, actually that is Josie's voice, where it talks about discovering and strengthening. And I really like those phrases. Helping people discover who Jesus is, say yes to the gospel, and then strengthening people with the truth of the scripture in the power of the Holy Spirit as they go forward in their relationship until they take their last breath. And so it's just that phrasing I love. And so I just want to share with you, on Wednesday, one of our leaders had the opportunity to walk through the gospel. Pastor Adam had shared, and then we had small group time. And then one of our leaders had the opportunity. One of their students kind of stayed behind and said, by the way, if I was going to say yes to the gospel, say yes to Jesus, how would I go about that? What are the words that I need to say? Could you write it out for me? When I go home tonight, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll say yes to the gospel. And the leader said, well, I can share with you now. We can talk right now. And so obviously it's not about the prayer. It's about a student recognizing their need for a savior because there's sin in their lives. And so the leader led this student in a prayer, communicating the gospel, communicating their need for a savior, and saying yes to Jesus. And so inside of our own little ministry family, God has opened the door for another student to say yes to the gospel. What a cool, cool thing. And then I was just thinking, God, where are you strengthening people? God, where is the scripture being processed, developed, thought through, surrendered to, so that individuals' lives are different? You might want to look at it maybe in this way. When I'm thinking about strengthening, I'm thinking about a passage of scripture that encourages me to grow. And so I was just, looking at Matthew chapter 6. No one can serve two masters, for you either hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And so that will be a passage for me just to remind me and us where we can grow, knowing that there's a temptation for us, and it might not be money for you. As Matthew writes through the power of the Holy Spirit, that's what he put on the scriptures. Or what passage of scripture causes you to smile? My initial thought was John 3:16. My second thought was Romans chapter 8. The thought process that God would love me, and the thought process that there's nothing that can separate me from God's love, really causes my heart to smile. Gives me an opportunity to sit back and say, wow, God, I am so thankful that you are my Father. And then the other thing I was thinking is, what passage of scripture causes you to cry? And for me, it's the John 19 passage. It's thinking through the crucifixion, thinking through the intent of Jesus not to do the easy thing, not to respond, not to step away, but to just walk in. This is what it's going to look like. I am going to make the choice for my body to be broken so that individuals who didn't want a relationship with me could be adopted into a family. And that is overwhelming for me to think about. This is what Jesus did for me. And so I want to encourage us to think about people where we're developing relationships with, that we're praying that these individuals will discover the gospel, discover Jesus. And then I think all of us have relationships where we can encourage people to strengthen that. Passage of scripture that they're reading and thinking about that helps them grow into a Christ follower. So Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to be in your word this afternoon, the opportunity just to expose our church family to that. So take it and use it. Take it for someone who needs to discover you, Jesus, and then take it to where probably a lot of us that are listening need to be encouraged to strengthen that relationship. For your glory, Jesus, until we meet you face to face. It's your name I pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry.